10 weeks and 1,000 miles after beginning their journey, the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition came to an end Thursday at Fort Pickens. More from WUWF's Dave Dunwoody.
Yeah, this started in the Green Swamp, actually the headwaters of the Everglades, and they have followed the Panhandle, the Gulf Coast, and all the way out here to Fort Pickens.
Kent Wimmer is the Northwest Florida representative for the group Defenders of Wildlife.
The message is there is still potential and possibilities in Northwest Florida to protect wildlife habitat and wildlife corridors that stretch all the way across the Panhandle, and we need to take action now to protect those habitats while we still can.
We are all kind of gathered in the same corner in the Tampa area. Our team is largely kind of unfamiliar with Northwest Florida.
Wildlife biologist Joe Guthrie, his dog Wallace, conservationist Mallory Dimmitt, and photographer Carlton Ward Jr. arrived at Fort Pickens on Thursday afternoon. After a dip in the Gulf at Langdon Beach, they celebrated with a party at a nearby pavilion.
Getting here and kind of getting to see things and be impressed by the work of maintaining the natural areas we have here in Northwest Florida has been a real treat and an eye-opening experience for everyone on the trip, because we tend to know a little bit more about Central Florida. From Gainesville south is kind of the home base for the three of us.
The trek began January 10th and carried the team through the St. Marks National Wildlife Refuge, Apalachicola National Forest, Tarkill State Park, and the Escambia, Blackwater, and Perdido Rivers, just to name a few. They traveled on conserved lands on foot and bicycle and on waterways in canoes.
Florida has just incredible waterways, so many different rivers, and there are so many varied different types of habitat. I think not a lot of people recognize just how wild Florida is.
Mallory Dimmitt says getting on the water is like being in the liquid heart of wild Florida.
But at the same time, we tend to build homes right along rivers. We tend to build roads and other industrial things right along rivers. And so you see both that conflict between wild Florida and developed Florida, and certainly something I care a lot about is Florida's water quality.
Problems evident in Florida's fresh waterways can be found, says Dimmitt, in the health of the state's springs along with its streams and rivers. But she adds, you can't always see them with the naked eye.
You're taking in the beautiful scenery without necessarily understanding the water chemistry issues. But when you start talking to people, biologists, land managers along the way, or people who make their living from Florida's working waterways and coastal fisheries, that helps add another layer that helps you sort of see the problems in more detail.
For the past 70 days, we've been traveling the best remaining wildlife corridor from Central Florida near Orlando all the way through the Panhandle here to Pensacola.
For Carlton Ward Jr., the journey was filled with what he calls a fair amount of frustration.
When we passed places like Chaziwitzka National Wildlife Refuge and saw how easy it would have been to have established a wildlife corridor a decade or two ago before the development came in, but to see that those connections are all but lost at this point.
But Ward added there are also places of tremendous hope, including the Headwaters Project near Pensacola,
where there is an innovative private initiative that would put 200,000 acres of additional longleaf pine forest on the landscape connected up with other public and private lands. That shows a model by which you could prevent wildlife corridors from being cut off, as they have been so many places through the state.
While the trip is at an end, the work continues through passage of Amendment 1, which provides state funding for water and land conservation, and through raising awareness of the need for wildlife corridors. Biologist Joe Guthrie.
We have to turn our focus to what to do with this story. You know, we've got to make decisions about book and magazine articles and what to do with the content that we have from this expedition, and then promote the film that will be coming out this fall on PBS.
More information about the Florida Wildlife Corridor expedition, team members, and the mission of their journey is at floridawildlifecorridor.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.